Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome on this windy, lightning, severe weather night here in Western New York. My name is Francis Beck, and this is Western New York High School Sports Weekly Rivalry Week Edition. I'm your host again, Francis Beck, FBEC 300 Level. The show is brought to you by FromThe300Level.com. We have a big show for you today. We have some football. Obviously, week 7 is rivalry week here in Western New York for the high school, for the at least the public schools. Have some great matchups coming up. A lot going on this week. East-West is certainly a big deal. A lot of other rivalries going on. But we're going to start with football here. So our first game will be, Canisius and Joe's is our first game. Our friend Pat Beltry was out there. The Joe's stood in for about the first half. They actually had a lead over Canisius. But Canisius was able to pull away, and they had the 35-9 win. Key game in the Class AA South. Orchard Park defeated Lancaster 42-17. That is for that pretty much puts things away in the Class AA South. But was a bit too earlier. It's not completely done with. Orchard Park couldn't. With a win, they could end up winning the division. We'll get into that later. The other key game in Class A North, Clarence defeated Niagara Falls 13-6. That'll be important as playoff time comes for Class AA North. Niagara Falls still a chance to get maybe the 3 seed or even the 2 seed, but. Right now, that certainly puts them at a deficit. We had Star Point beat North Tonawanda 31-10. They get the 20 points there that they need to keep up in point differential. They're still behind Williamsville North. They have a key game coming up this weekend. North Tonawanda's. They still are in the playoff hunt. They should be in the playoffs, probably the 4th seed out of the North in Class A. The other big game, Cheektowaga, the first seed in the likely to be the 1st seed in Class B. They beat University Prep out of Rochester 48-18. Big game for them. JFK, our friend Marshall, his alumni. JFK beat Cattaraugus Valley Falconer 20-6. So he's happy about that. Methil Grosch, Tocqua Lake defeated Southwestern 33-6. Kenmore West, they already locked up the Class AA North, the division crown. They defeat Riverside 37-6. Terrell Ford had 4 touchdowns in that game. South Park and West Seneca East went at it for the Class A South Crown. South Park win the game 39-26, and they get the Class A South Division title. You have Dunkirk defeated Olean 21-12. That's important matchup out of Class B. So certainly they hope to be in the. We'll get to that obviously later. The playoff picture there. Let's see, who else do we have? Springville defeated Pioneer 34-0. Medina defeated Depew 26-14. Kenmore East and stood up to Williamsville South but lost 35-12 on Saturday. Sweet Home won their homecoming game. I believe that was on the turf. I wasn't able to see what was going on, but for sure. But I believe they are on the turf. They defeated Grand Island 23-13. Will North, they kept their 20-point. They got the full 20 points and 4 differential, defeating rival Williamsville East 33-9. Niagara Wheatfield, they had a strong season, especially late. Destroyed Louport 40-12. McKinley defeated Hamburg 20-13 on Saturday in some Class A South action. Burgard destroyed Newfane 52-6. Albion over Barker Roihart 30-12. And Westfield Brockton 48 over Climbers Sherman Panama 48-35. So that's some of the recaps of the games from week 6. We'd like to thank our sponsors right now, Daniel Beck, attorney at law. You can go to him for your estate planning needs, or if you're looking to buy a house, the attorney to close it, you go to him. His office is on 3290 Genesee Street. That's right in the corner of Beach Road in the town of Cheektowaga. You can reach him at 716-253-6500. And our other sponsor is the Paul Wolf Agency, taking care of your auto, home, and commercial insurance policies. You can find him at 2686 Elmwood Avenue, right in the corner there of Elmwood and West Girard in Kenmore. You can find him at 716-835-WOLF. That's 716-835-9653. And again, the show is brought to you by FromThe300Level.com. We have some news to report to you from tonight in Kenmore, from Kenmore. Kenmore Field Hockey defeated Barker today, or defeated Roihart. They defeated Roihart 2-0 today at home. It was senior night for them. Brittany Waite scored the 2 goals for Kenmore. So that was obviously a good way for them to end out their season. Obviously, you can check out the website. I had an article about Kenmore Field Hockey finishing their season. Brittany Waite, she's a junior captain on the team, one of the few experienced numbers on the team. They have certainly have a lot of young players that they'll be bringing back next year, and they can certainly down here this year, but they can certainly come back and really take over that that division they're in. And next week they have the playoffs. They are likely to face Lancaster in the first round. They have the lowest seed with their record. However, they really haven't played the teams in their division. The weird thing, even though they play in the Niagara Orleans League against Class C teams, those teams, Roihart, Barker, Newfane, are the powerhouses of field hockey around Western New York. So they're probably tougher teams than they'd be facing in the playoffs. So, and as Coach Simon said, they have great goaltending from Kara Klopp. She's in her senior year. She leads all of Section 6 in saves, at least in league games. So she's certainly hot right now. She put up another shutout tonight. So that'll certainly be a big game. That certainly, who knows, if things start rolling the right way, maybe they are able to go far in the Class A playoffs for field hockey. All right. Our other news from tonight is the doubleheader, as we put on the Twitter, from the 300-level Twitter page. There was a doubleheader scheduled tonight between Kenmore East and Kenmore West Soccer. The girls go at 5:30. That was a thriller game. Ken Maurice won in the last few minutes of the game, last 4 minutes. They got a goal and won the game 1-0 over their rival, Kenmore West. And then the boys' game was scheduled to go at 7 o'clock right after then. But as you can see, anybody who's out in the North Towns, there's obviously a thunder and lightning going on. And there was some rain, so they decided to cancel it for tonight, and they moved it till 3:30. Moved it till 3:30 tomorrow. Likely to still be at Kenny Field tomorrow, 3:30. Haven't received any official word on the location, but right now I would say it's at Kenny Field. So that's going on there. So we are going to... Marshall wasn't able to... he's been busy, so he wasn't able to get his rankings in, but... I was still able to do my large school, so it's a little bit incomplete. Top 10 for today. At number one, I keep the Canisius Crusaders. They are now 6-0, the defending state Catholic champions. First ever in New York State. That cannot be overstated. 6-0. They've had some close calls this year, even against South Park, the public school team from Buffalo, but they still haven't been beaten in a long time. They remain number one. Number two, Orchard Park stays there again. They had a big win this weekend. They're 5-1 in the season. They had a big win this weekend over Lancaster. They should have the Class A South crown now. So the only loss was to Aquinas from Section 5. They are certainly the best public school team in all of Western New York. Number three, I have South Park moving up from the 4 spot to the 3 spot. They're 5-1 on the season. They won the Class A South crown. They defeated West Seneca East in their homecoming game, West Seneca East homecoming game, and with their only loss being to Canisius by 3 points. They move up to the number 3 spot. Number four, Tymond. They're starting to get the season rolling. They look to be the second team in Monsignor Martin as St. Francis is starting to fall. Bishop Tymond, Matt Myers, Tyler Ringo, great players. They're 5-1 in the season. They have a big matchup this week against St. Joe. Number five, I have Kenmore West. They are 5-1 on the season. Excuse me. Last week they got the Class AA North division title, clear winner. Their only loss this season was to Orchard Park in week one. So they have the top seed in the Class AA North in the playoffs, for at least the North, led by Terrell Ford, Division I prospect and utility man for them, D'Angelo Walker Johnson, a quarterback. He's a friend of the show. They have great linebackers, Jason Taylor, Charlie Milk. Kenmore West finally really gets some love. They move up to number five. Number six is Lancaster. Lancaster now has 2 losses on their season, one to Central Catholic Ohio and the other to Orchard Park this past weekend. They move down. They are likely to be the second seed in the class AA South. This, of course, pending a big game Orchard against the Orchard Park Jamestown game, but they will likely be the second seed in AA South. Next at seven, I have St. Francis. They now have after a good start. Now they have about three or four losses on the season. They're not doing very well. The offense is doing fine with Jerry Hickson, but the defense is letting up too many points. They squeaked out a win over St. Mary's of Lancaster this weekend, 42-41. They have to, with 3 wins, they have to drop my list. Next up is Star Point at number 8. Star Point's 6-0 in the season. Second seed in the – they right now are the second spot in the Class A North. I could have put Will North or Starpoint here. But I felt like Starpoint deserved it. They have a wonderful running game, great linemen, three tailbacks, Anthony Robinson, Terry Rutland, and I forget the other kid's name, so I can't think of them. They have a great team there, and they are still right now very much in contention for the Class A North title. In fact, they will likely get the first or second spot there. So next up, I have West Seneca East at number nine. West Seneca East, they're 5-0 on the they're 5-1 on the season. They're lost to South Park, so we said still a great team with John DeLake the third. And Austin Bernstein, but they couldn't hold up to South Park. Just they're a wonderful team with great athletes over there in Buffalo. West Seneca East does drop, but they still stay in my top ten. They'll be the second seed in the Class A South. And rounding up my top ten is Jamestown. They now fall. They are at 4-2 this season as they head into their matchup against Orchard Park this weekend in their rivalry game. Jamestown, the two losses they had, Tymon and Lancaster, they still could win the division, but that's likely not to happen. Jamestown has been improving these past few weeks. They are starting to look more and more like state champions, but right now they dropped to 10. So that's my top 10 large schools. That's what you look at. Probably be the last week of that as we go into the playoffs. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. Now we're going to go into our playoff picture for the Class AA for our football. Football, the playoff picture. Not everything's quite complete, and some things could really happen that would change things. We're going to start in the Class AA. This one game is all locked up. Kenmore West wins the Class AA North, and Hushtuck is firmly the fourth seed in the South. So that will take place next Saturday, Kenmore West for Hushtuck at Kenmore West. That will be a death in the first round of the playoffs. And then on the other half, it's not all set in stone. The 2-4 spots is still up for grabs, as the 1 in the North and 1-3 is still up for grabs in the South. Our friend Miguel Rodriguez from the news, he put together something I'm going to use some notes from. It'll talk about what the playoff scenarios are for this weekend. So in the Class AA North, likely that it's Lockport that's going to be able to beat Niagara Falls, and they will take the second seed. Clarence will be the number three, and thanks to their win last week against Over the Falls, and the Falls would take fourth. However, if Lockport loses by 4 points or more, by 4 points or more, it would go to the next tiebreak, which would be defensive points, which would give Clarence the number two slot. If they lose by 5 points, it would go to Clarence, who would get the spot. If they lose by more than 5 points, Lockport does, then Clarence or Niagara Falls would take the number two spot, and the third and fourth would be determined by head-to-head. So, certainly a lot there. So the big game out of there would be the rivalry game, Niagara Falls and Lockport. That game is going to be at Niagara Falls, and they're a great turf stadium there. So certainly you could head down there. That'll be Saturday. That'll decide a lot in the Class AA North and a lot of matchups. That'll be important. The Class A South, Orchard Park, as we said, faces Jamestown. They win. They take the number one seed. Lancaster would be number two. Jamestown would be at 3. Obviously, a Jamestown win would certainly mess things up right now, would really mess things up. There would be a 3-way tie for first, and as Orchard Park beat Lancaster, and Lancaster beat Jamestown. So this would come to point differential. Lancaster has their rivalry game due next week, so they are at a plus 25 for their point differential. That cannot change. Jamestown needs to win by 13 or more to get third place. Anything less, Orchard Park would get first, Lancaster second, and Jamestown third. So basically, Lancaster, Orchard Park, the easy way to say it is they need to win, but as long as they keep it, if they keep it very close and lose, they would still get the first spot, although I'm sure that's not how Dylan Jenkins and the Quakers would want to clinch their division. That'll certainly be interesting. That, depending on how that falls, we could have a rematch of Jamestown and Niagara Falls from week one. That could be a fun game. We could also have a rematch from week one, Lancaster and Clarence, old rivals going at it. So that'll be a certainly fun to look at and see how that falls. We'll have that next week, Thursday, on our show. We'll have that all figured out. Heading down to Class A in the North. It's down to two teams, Williamsville North and Star Point. They are both unbeaten, but they do not face each other, so it comes down to point differential. North, as they've been having for the past few weeks, have the lead in point differential. This week, North faces their rival Williamsville South. Certainly a rivalry game. Keep an eye on that. That can mess things up. Star Point this week has who do they have? They have Star Point has Williamsville East. So Williamsville School is playing a big factor in this. If Williamsville North loses to their rival Will South and Star Point beats Williamsville East, as they are likely to do, Star Point wins the division title. And Williamsville North, as South would win the division title, Williamsville North would go down to number 3, as they would lose have the same record as Will South and lose the head-to-head to them. Will South would actually take the second spot, and Will North would fall to the third. So North Tonawanda already has the 4th seed. They will face, it's already set. South Park is in the South. They won their championship, their number one. So the NT would head to South Park probably on a Friday night to All-High Stadium or one of the beautiful Buffalo fields for the first round of the playoffs. That matchup is all set up. West Seneca East is the number 2 seed, as we said. So now it comes down to 3 and 4. Lakeshore controls its own destiny. With a win at South Park, if they are able to pull off that upset, they take the number 3 seed. If Lakeshore loses, then there's a 3-way tie for 2 spots between Lakeshore, Iroquois, and Hamburg. Based on win-loss on their common opponents, Iroquois would get 3rd place and the number 3 seed. Hamburg and Lakeshore did not play each other during the season, but they have 6 common opponents. This means that point differential breaks the tie. Hamburg right now they are done. They're at plus 23, and Lakeshore is at plus 13. Lakeshore would need to beat South Park plus 3. So certainly Hamburg has the upper hand getting that last spot right now in the Class A South. So that will certainly be a factor there. Again, they face Star Point or Williamsville North, or they could face Williamsville South. Williamsville South just a few weeks ago was in that 4th seed. But after their loss to NT in that overtime game, but could end up being the number two seed over the four North Tonawandas. That certainly could be interesting. Getting themselves, Little South could, with a win, really put themselves in the driver's seat for the playoffs coming out of nowhere. They get out of that game against South Park. They get into a much easier game as a top seed. They probably would face Lakeshore or Hamburg in the first round. I'm certain they would much prefer them over South Park or West Seneca East. We'll move to Class B. This is the division that this is the classification that goes 1 through 8. There, Cheektowaga in the B West. We'll go division by division, and then we'll go to the top three. Cheektowaga is number one. Burgard has the two spot. Bluefort would get the third spot with a win over Newfane. And Maryvale would be third with a win over Cheektowaga if they were to pull off that upset, and they would need a Bluefort loss to get the third spot there. Then B East, Alden has that division. Now things get interesting here. East Aurora and Medina both lose. Depew takes the number two slot in B East. Medina loses, and East Aurora wins. Depew is second, and East Aurora is three. If Medina wins and East Aurora loses, Medina is number two, and Depew is third. If both Medina and East Aurora win, there's a three-way tie. They played the same schedule, so it goes down to point differential. Depew is plus 13. Both East Aurora and Medina are minus 8, so they would get Depew the advantage there, the point differential. As it stands now, they would get the number two seeds as the wins are capped at 20 points, so East Shore or Medina couldn't, if it came down to point differential, couldn't get to Depew's level, so Depew would get the number two seed. To determine the third spot, we'll go back to head-to-head. They go back to the beginning. East Shore beat Medina, so they would get the third spot. In the B South, Dunkirk is number one, or Springville is number one. Dunkirk-Fredonia winner is second. Dunkirk-Fredonia loser is third. It's pretty easy. The Dunkirk-Fredonia game this weekend, big Graveler game there. The winner gets second, the second spot in the B South, and third, and the loser would get the third spot. Pretty simple there. The seeding, number one through eight, the top three division, the three division winners get the top three spots. This goes back to point differential. The teams not play, so they go by point differential. Alden, this is very tight lead, 18.6 point differential average, 18.6. Cheektowaga has 18.5, a tenth of a point. Alden has the lead right now over Cheektowaga. Springville has 13.3. However, Cheektowaga is the only one that's playing a league game. So a 1-point win would keep them in the top two. A 20-point win over Maryvale would, they would need at least 20-20 over Maryvale. They would take the top spot in Class B. A loss to Maryvale would put, they would fall all the way to number three with Alden going to one, Springville at two. The second place teams in the division are at 4 and 6, go through 4 or 6 slots. Burgard has the top winning percentage with a 800 win percentage. They would take the fourth seed. Second place in the B South team would have a 0.750 win percentage. So that team would fit into the fifth seed. That team right now would likely be in the B South. I believe Dunkirk or that would be Dunkirk or Fredonia. They would take that 5 seed there. And the BE second place finisher which would either be Depew, which would likely be Depew, but Medina's or East Shore, as you said, could get in if things go their way. The final two seeds will come out to two third-place teams. Class B South's third-place finisher, so that would be the loser of the Dunkirk-Fredonia game, would get the 7th spot. They would be 9th, so they would be out, unless Medina and East Shore lose. Unless either Medina and East Shore lose, or Maryvale and Loopport lose. At least one third place team from B West is 3-2, and the same B East are 3-2. They will go to point differential, average, decide number 7 and 8. So that certainly creates a lot of games to watch there. But basically, it comes down to, you control your own destiny for a lot of these teams. They win, it gives them a shot. Very few of these scenarios we've gone over so far that Miguel Rodriguez has given us for playoff scenarios from Buffalo News. Joe gracious enough to give this information out to the public for us to see this, go through this. A lot of work by him. But as you can see, very few scenarios involve people losing and still getting good spots. You really don't want to do that. So basically, if you win, it gives you your best shot. Win and try to win by 20 points gives you your best shot of getting in. Class C North, Bennett has locked up the number 1 spot. Leland Hill is at number 2. Lackawanna is 3rd. Silver Creek Forester, 4th. Leave Hill and Lackawanna would flip with a Lackawanna win. If Lackawanna wins and Cleveland Hill loses this weekend, Cleveland Hill and Lackawanna would flip their games this weekend in the Class D North. Cleveland Hill faces rival JFK, probably, obviously, I'm sure my fellow blogger, Marshall Hamm, will be there covering that game for the Bears. That'll be key there. So if they lose to JFK and then Lackawanna, they will host Bennett on Friday night, tomorrow night. If Lackawanna is able to upset Bennett and Cleveland Hill loses, and if JFK pulls off the upset over Cleveland Hill, the two teams would flip to take between the 2nd and the 3rd spot. Maple Grove in the Class C South. Maple Grove Chautauqua Lake takes on Allegheny Limestone Friday night, and the winner takes the number 1 seed. Winner takes all there. Maple Grove Chautauqua Lake, Allegheny Limestone, big game. Maple Grove wins. If Maple Grove wins and Southwestern beats Casadega Valley Falconer, there is a 3-way tie for 2nd. Kiwanda would win based on point differential. So this is a big game for Allegheny Limestone. If they do not get the number 1 seed, they can end up falling. So Kiwanda would take the 2nd seed based on point differential. Southwestern beat Allegheny Limestone head-to-head, so Southwestern would get 3rd, and Allegheny Limestone is 4th. So Allegheny Limestone has a lot on the line here. They could go if they win, they take the number 1 seed in the C South. If they lose, they fall to number 4 if they bet. So this is obviously, they have a lot to play for this weekend against Maple Grove Chautauqua Lake. If Southwestern loses this week, Cattaraugus Valley Falconer goes to 4th. Southwestern falls to 5th. Allegheny Limestone wins. It takes 1st, and Maple Grove is a number 2 seed. So certainly Maple Grove does not have as much to lose with the loss this weekend, as, at least as much as Allegheny does. But not often you see that one game deciding between either first place or fourth place. So certainly they should be, Allegheny Limestone should be firing in all cylinders. In the Class D, Franklinville, Ellicottville is first. They secured their spot last week. Randolph is second. Clymer, Sherman, Panama is the seventh seed. Is the seventh seed with their lower, I believe they are winless this year. 3 through 6 will be determined this weekend. Cattaraugus, Little Valley would get, if they win this weekend, they would take the third spot. So, Class D, let's see. Frewsburg this weekend is going to Cattaraugus, Little Valley. That'll be an important game there. The rest would probably go down to point differential depending on how it falls. So the matchups are probably pretty close. Portville hosts Clymer, Sherman, Panama. They should be able to get a win out of that one. Westfield, Brockton to Randolph this weekend. If they can pull out the win, I'm sure they could get a very very favorable spot in the Class D playoffs. And of course, it's going. Wilson secured its last spot in the Class D North. They will be the number 8 seed in the Class D playoffs, believe it or not. So that is your playoff, your Section 6 high school football playoff picture provided to the public on the Buffalo News from Miguel Rodriguez. He put it up. You know, gave some notes on the scenario goals. If you want to look at that, you can Google Section 6 football playoff scenarios, Lakeshore scenarios, from Buffalo News. Again, it's Miguel Rodriguez who put it up, and that was yesterday. Certainly an important article. So if you go to Monsignor Martin, right now they're really not into any playoff mode yet. They've only played a few league games each. Right now Canisius is 3-0 in their league, of course. Timon, 2-0. St. Francis is 1-1 with their loss to Canisius. Joe's is 1-1 with their loss to Canisius past week. O'Hara is 0-1, even though they are not officially for playoff reasons. They're not in Monsignor Martin. And St. Mary's of Lancaster is 0-4 in the league with losses to Canisius, Timon, Joe's, and St. Francis, I believe. So certainly a big matchup this weekend out of Monsignor Martin will be for it'll be Joe's hosting Timon on Saturday at 1. St. Francis is right now 1-1. Obviously they haven't played yet, but if Joe's can pull out that win, they could certainly put themselves in the driver's seat for that number 2 spot. I don't see Time and obviously they're still undefeated, but I don't see them really battling for, or any of these teams really battling for, any of these two left teams battling for the spot over there. It would be Time to be left to defeat Canisius and take the number 1 slot in Monsignor Martin heading into their playoffs coming up in a few weeks. Certainly a lot to pay attention to this weekend for football, not just rivalry week, but there's a lot of playoff implications certainly on the line. And we have very few playoff matchups are set in stone. The only ones we know for sure are Hutch Tech heading to Kenmore West. We know for sure the Class AA. Class A, we know it's NT. I have any matchups in class in the rest of them. So it's just right now I believe it's Kenmore West and Hutch Tech. That's the only game that we know for sure that will happen next weekend. We're going to move on now to some other sports in Western New York High School Sports Weekly. We have golf. They finished up their fall season with on Tuesday, the ECIC divisions. That's Erie County Schools. They played their last meet. They brought their top six golfers over to the league meet, their massive league meet with about six teams from every school. First seed is Ben Richard from Williamsville North in the LARP school division. He's a senior this year, certainly doing well, and he will make it to sectionals. I believe it's the top six that go to sectionals that are going to be in the fall. Number two from Williamsville East is Chris Yustin. He's a senior out of there, large school division. Number three would be Mike Wells, a junior from Will North. Will North and Orchard Park certainly battling for that there. Certainly have a great golf team. Orchard Park's Michael Smith, a junior. He's a junior. He came in the fourth spot. Carey Igniak from Lakeshore. He took down the fifth spot. Mike Kessler from Williamsville North. He's the senior there. He takes the sixth spot. And the ninth grade with a freshman from East Aurora, Holland, Jake Roach, takes the number seven spot. He just out of the playoff contention of in sectional contention. The sectionals will take place in the spring. They have a weird schedule there. They finish up now for golf, and they pick back up in the spring. They have sectionals and then states. It might be because it might be, imagine maybe other sections might do their golf in the spring, so they want to get everybody there for a fair shot. In the Niagara Frontier League, we don't have full staff, but team-wise, Niagara Wheatfield won the NFL. That was at Willowbrook on Tuesday. ECIC was at the Sheridan Parkside Golf Course. But at Willowbrook, the NFL, the Niagara Frontier League game took place. Niagara Wheatfield won the teams. Kenmore West came in third. Kenmore East came in fifth. Cole Phillips from Kenmore West will be heading to sectionals to represent the Blue Devils. So the golf season is over for now. Boys soccer, as we said, the big game tonight. Kenmore East and Kenmore West, thanks to the weather and the lightning, that game at Kenny Field is moved to tomorrow at 3:30 if you want to head out there. Not sure how the weather's going to be like, but that'll certainly be important there. Western New York boys soccer top 10 rankings provided to us by Sectional Sports. Grand Island 13-1-1. They are number one spot. Lancaster 11-2-1 at 3. St. Joe's 13-3. 4 is Williamsville North 10-3-2. Then Hamburg at the 5 spot at 10-2-2. Star Point 13-1-1 for 6 at 7. Clarence 9-3-1. 8 Niagara Wheatfield 11-2-1. Canisius 11-3-3 at number 9. And rounding out the top 10 is Sweet Home 9-4-1 their season. Out of the small schools, East Aurora and International Prep are tied for first. East Aurora's 11-2-1 record, and International Prep is at 10-2-1. New Fanes at third, 12-1-1. Lackawanna 13-0 at 4. Westfield Brockton 12-0-1. Medina Lindenville, Allegheny Limestone 10-2-1. They're at the 7th spot. Nichols is 8 with 8-8 record. Wilson is 7-3-3. They're tied for 8 with Nichols. And tied for last for at the 10th spot is Akron and Ellicottville. Akron is 8-5-1. Ellicottville is 9-3-2. That is your rankings. Saturday, not only will rivalry football games being played, but it's also important day for soccer, as that's when the seeding meeting will take place to decide the seedings in all the sports. for the classifications for the playoffs. Here are is top four for I'm gonna give you the top four for each class here out of the for boys soccer here. Class AA Lancaster is the top spot, 10-1-1. Williamsville North follows them at 9-2-1. Clarence 8-2-1. Niagara Wheatfield 11-3. That's the top four to the Class AA. Class A1, as we said earlier, Class A is split into two because there's so many teams. In the first Class A, Grand Island, top team in the state, as we said, they're 14-0. Hamburg 9-2-1. McKinley 9-2-1. And Sweet Home 7-4-1. The second Class A, Star Point leads that one. That classification with 12-0-0. Iroquois 7-4-1. Maryvale 7-4. Riverside 8-3. Kenmore East now is it under 500 right now? It's 6-7. They're at the 5 spot. Obviously, they've had star Vanessa Henry. One of their key players has been out for a while, and losses have started to pile up for them. So we're going to see how that factors in when they're seeding. As far as I know, he was supposed to play tonight in the game, in the rivalry game against Kenmore West. I imagine we'll see tomorrow if he is still planning on playing, if the plan is still for him to play that game tomorrow. Again, that's Kenmore East, Kenmore West. 3:30 tomorrow, I believe that's at Kenny Field. As soon as I know for sure, I will let you know at the, from the 300 level Twitter page. Right now, he's been on the line for a while. You have Pat Veltri, our fellow from the 300 level blogger, I can't speak, from St. Joe's. Pat, how are things going there?
Doing good, Francis. How are you?
Good. We've mentioned about the Joe's-Canisius game. Obviously, they were able to hang in there for a little while, but Canisius was able to pull them away. Now that the Joe's team has had time to digest it, what do you think they take away from the game?
I think they're going to get lots in that game. Frankly, I believe most of those guys thought they were able to win that game and thought they'd play better than Canisius. So I think they're honestly going to get more confidence, thinking that they can play with the year state powerhouse such as Canisius, and I know that they want to play them once again, probably that'd be in the Monsignor Martin finals at the Ralph. So they want to get back to that point. They want to play well the rest of the year, play well against St. Francis and Tymon. So I think the mindset is just continue what has worked with the team, continue hard work and practice, and more success will come to that team.
Yeah, you mentioned Tymon. They have a big game this weekend that they're hosting Tymon. Tymon is a great team with Matt Myers, Tyler Ringwood, some D1 prospects there. They stood up to Canisius. They haven't faced Canisius yet, but Tymon's actually been really impressive, facing some out of the area teams, and they even beat defending state champ Jamestown. Do you think? I know they have more confidence. Are they? How is Joe's planning to approach this game against Tymon?
Well, like I said, I think they're going to continue to put in a lot of work in practice. I'm going to be really intrigued by this game, though. These Joes has had several injuries that are going to carry over from the Canisius game. I know at least Darren Thompson, the running back for St. Joe's, the starter, will most likely not be playing in this game on Saturday as he received a knee injury. He'll be back fairly soon, but the information I've learned is he won't be playing on Saturday. Now, they'll be looking to Ryan Conchafter and Nasir Jackson to fill in for him. Good job. But, frankly, Joe's had a lot of injuries on defense as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how they fare against this good time and team.
We were looking at some of the soccer stuff. Joe's, I believe, if I looked at their Columbus Day tournament they hosted, they tied with East Aurora. Do they still they're not great in their rankings. What is their plan for going ahead for the rest of their season?
Well, the regular season concluded today versus rival Canisius. They're able to win 2-0. Now, St. Joe's will have home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and currently right now it looks as if they'll be hosting Nichols. I asked two St. Joe's players, being Spencer Frome and Seth Grande, how the game will impact their playoff push this year. They say it's huge going into the playoffs, and they have home field advantage against what looks like it'll be Nichols. Also, it gives them momentum if they play Canisius again, thinking that they'll be able to beat them. And basically gives them a strong base to jump into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. So certainly St. Joe's, they're looking to win Monsignor Martin in boys soccer. Volleyball hit a game this week. Is there, I believe their regular season is winding down. How do they look?
It's going to be interesting to see how this game has fared. They've hung into a lot of matches with competitive schools. They played St. Francis. They were up 2-1 and then lost 2 sets in a row fairly recently. And they dropped, they dropped 3-0 in their most recent match against Canisius on Thursday. So I'm going to be interested to see how guys like Alex Shada play for St. Joe's. They have a very competitive team, but teams like Canisius have, frankly, just blown St. Joe's out of the water this year. So I'm looking to see how they respond in the playoffs and see if they're able to stay competitive with teams like Canisius.
All right. And you guys have a sports night coming up at St. Joe's. It's obviously an over 21 event. Do you have any information on that for the audience here?
I don't have much on hand currently. I know it is tomorrow night, though. And I think it starts
okay.
at 7 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, so that's sports night at St. Joe's. I believe it's a fundraiser for a sports event. You can meet some of their coaches. You can head out there tomorrow night at St. Joe's. Pat, do you have anything else about St. Joe's sports going on?
Well, Tymon should be a good game this Saturday. Going back to the sports night, if you're looking for information, you could probably call up St. Joe's front office or contact Pete Schneider, which should be on the St. Joe's website.
All right. Pat, thanks for coming on, and we hope to be talking to you very soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, that was Pat Feltry. He is he's a full blogger for FromThe300Level.com. He goes to St. Joe's. He gives us reports from there. He is one of the managers for football. He also manager for hockey. Likes to keep track of those teams over at Joe's, but also the soccer and the volleyball too. So we'll certainly have him on all season long. Giving us the St. Joe's report. We'd like to thank our sponsors again, Daniel Beck, attorney at law. You can go to him for your estate needs. Need a will, go to him. Looking to buy a house, you need a lawyer to close it, you can go to him. It's at 3290 Genesee Street, the corner of Beach Road in Cheektowaga. You can find him, call him up at 716-253-6500 to set an appointment. The Paul Wolf Agency, go to him for your auto, home, commercial insurance policy needs. 2686 Elmwood Avenue in Kenmore. You can call him at 716-835-WOLF, 716-835-9653, or visit his website at www.paulwolfagency.com. We have girls soccer. We discussed some girls soccer, obviously, with Kenmore East defeating Kenmore West rival this weekend. Field hockey, Kenmore on senior night, pulls off their win there for them. It's over there. In girls soccer action in the class AA, the top four out of there is Clarence at number one, Frontier at two, Niagara-Wheatfield at three. We start to head into the playoffs there, the seeding will Kenmore West for our Kenmore folks is at number 8 out of 11 teams there. And we'll see next week how the matchups go for as the playoffs roll around. In Class 8, Grand Island still leads at number 1. Pioneers at 2. Williamsville East is at 3. The Tigers of Amherst are at 4. And Kenmore East is at 14 right now. Their win over West. We'll see where they fall in the playoffs. Class B, City Honors is the number 1 team Oleanne's at 2, Wilson's at 3, and Tonawanda is at 4. Certainly a lot of great teams out of there. Big class, 23 teams. We'll see how the playoffs fall there. Class C, Holland is at 1, the powerhouse there. Allegheny Limestone is at 2, Olmsted is at 3, and Frewsburg is at 4. 14 teams out of there. Again, we'll see how the playoffs are set up. And Class C, 4 teams. Ellicottville at 1, North Collins at 2, Pine Valley at 3, and a rounded out Franklinville at 4. So that is your girls' varsity soccer standings. Little field hockey, look at their standings. In Class A, Williamsville North is at the number 1 slot. Orchard Park's at the 2, Clarence is at the 3, Lancaster is 4, and Kenmore is 5. Kenmore next week will face Lancaster in the first round of their in the playoffs there. That would put Orchard Park against Clarence and get in the first round of the playoffs to give Bill North the bye. So we'll certainly see if Kenmore, Coach Simon was talking about saying earlier, they have hot goaltending with Kara Klopp. One of the best goalies and maybe the best goalie in Section 6. 169 saves, 83% save percentage, not including tonight, the past two games. Certainly one of the best goalies there. And, you know, if they're able to play defense, keep good defense in front of them, they're able to get a few goal or two early. This Kenmore team could surprise some people and go far in the playoffs here. So we'll certainly keep an eye out for them. So big games for week 7. We talked on a little bit. A few minutes left to go. We're going to go over there's a trick list of all the games here as we finish up. All the games going on in Section 6 this weekend. Hamburg faces Frontier in the Hamburg in that rivalry game. Hutch Tech heads to Clarence. Jamestown heads to Orchard Park. A lot of Class AA Southland locations. Orchard Park gets the division with a win or a loss by less than 13 points. Lancaster and Depew renew their rivalry. Lakeshore heads to South Park at All High Stadium. Riverside heads to Iroquois. Burgard heads to Grand Island. Big TNT game. Tonawanda heads to North Tonawanda. Set at a 6 p.m. start. I know our friend Joe Krause will be there. McKinley heads to Amherst. West Seneca East will face rival West Seneca West. Cheektowaga at Maryvale. That has some Class B playoff implications. So does Olean and Springville. Virginia and Dunkirk, the winner gets the number 2 slot in the Class B South. And I believe they would, and then probably the 4 or 5 spot in the over there in the Class B. Over in Barker heads to East Aurora Holland. Medina goes to Albion. Bennett goes to Lackawanna at Veterans Stadium. Silver Creek Forester heads to Wilson. Allegheny Limestone Maple Grove again. That's for the Class C South title. If Allegheny Limestone wins, they take number 1. If they lose, they fall all the way to number 4. Certainly a lot in line for them. That'll be at 7:30 at Maple Grove. Cattaraugus Chattanooga Valley Falconer heads to Southwestern. That'll be a great game there. Akron heads to Gowanda. Salamanca heads to Franklinville, Ellicottville, West Valley. Cattaraugus Little Valley at Frewsburg. Clymer, Sherman, Panama heads to Porkfield. And running out Friday night, Westfield, Brockton heads to Randolph. On Saturday, the game I will be at, Kenmore East at Kenmore West. Last year, Kenmore West came into the game very confident in themselves. They had well won the Class AA North last year, as they had this year won it easily. Came in, they didn't seem like they were looking for a cakewalk, and East wasn't ready to give it to them. East was able to pull off the upset 7-0. I don't see that happening as much as I'd like to see it happen. Being a Kenmore Eastman, I don't see that happening again. I don't see that team West letting that happen, and I don't see East being able to, with this team, being able to pull off that upset. But you can, that'll be 2 o'clock at Crosby Field. Lockport and Niagara Falls, that has a lot of NCAA North implications. The important game, Williamsville East at Starpoint. Starpoint needs to win by 20 in order to make sure they can get they still have a shot at the number one seed in Class A North. Williamsville South at Williamsville North. Williamsville North, they win by at least by 20. They get the division title. They lose. They could drop to number 4, and Will South could take the number 2 seed. And then the point differential's got to work itself out. If both Starpoint and Will North win, the point differential will have to work itself out to see who would that last spot. Niagara Wakefield will face Sweet Home. Niagara Wakefield, the upstart year, looks like Sweet Home will be able to get in the Chuck Funk bowl playoffs, which obviously comes as, if I told you that at the beginning of the year, you probably would have been shocked that Sweet Home would not be in the regular playoffs, but they will be in the Chuck Funk bowl. Niagara Wakefield has had a great year. They only have 2 wins, but they've shown improvement over the past this past season, so they certainly to be turning around that program. Louport heads to Newfane. Alden will take on University Prep out of Section 5. That'll be at Salem Stadium in Rochester for a 1 o'clock kickoff. And to round out Week 7, our friend Marshall Hamm will be at Cleveland Hill for the JFK Cleveland Hill Class C North Battle. So that is our show for you today, folks. So this is Western New York High School Weekly. I am your host, Francis Beck. Follow me at @FromTheThree, follow our Twitter page at @FromTheThreeHundredLevel, and be sure to visit our website, FromTheThreeHundredLevel.com, for articles not just about high school sports, but Sabres, Bills, baseball, the playoffs are going on, in Major League Baseball, college football, Monty Perez. So certainly keep an eye on our website. Keep an eye on our website. We have a lot going up. And thanks for listening tonight.